look, I think I upset their original plans. I think that they've had this planned and worked out for some time. And me putting my hat in the ring for seeking pre-selection for the Senate, it didn't go according to their plan. I'm not somebody who has ever been shy from expressing my distaste in terms of those elements of the intervention and also Stronger Futures that is racially discriminatory. And I don't agree with the federal government legislating to try and get change on the ground in remote Aboriginal communities. I never have. And it's just lazy and incompetent governments who do this to try and show the rest of Australia that they're doing something. And I've always been very clear about my view with that, going back to, you know, my Charles Perkins oration when Brough and Howard had intervened in the Northern Territory the very first time.
So what you're saying essentially is you think the move was already planned before you, and then your standing isn't such that would change the thinking, I suppose, right?
No, look, I think that I wasn't the right candidate. I wasn't the right fit for what they want in Canberra. Whilst I am disciplined and I'm a team player, I think what's needed in Canberra is someone who'll just nod and not object, pay, I suppose, a superficial view of, you know, some of the issues that are there, because there's a lot of national legislation and issues that impact on, you know, not just Aboriginal people, but all Territorians. And I think that there are, you know, particularly some biting issues that have to be fought and won. And I know that, you know, Trish Crossan's had been doing it. She, you know, had 15 years. I thought that maybe it was time to put my hand up and do that. I think that it upset the Prime Minister's plans that going out with her preferred pick, you know, asking a non-Indigenous senator to step down in favour of an Aboriginal woman would have been looked at as favourable. But I think what the rest of Australia need to understand was there was already an Aboriginal person going through that process, i.e. me, who was already a party member and who had already done, I think I've done my dues in terms of Labor politics and Labor loyalty, and that it was time to maybe go through a process, a ballot process, before the rank and file and see what happens.
How do you see the move playing out in the territory with voters?
Look, people are angry. The airwaves this morning in the Northern Territory, people have not taken this very well. You know, it's not just Indigenous issues that are here. Sure, they are an important part of the landscape in the Northern Territory, and there are many challenges that face both territory governments and also federal governments. And, you know, those issues are never going to go away. So Aboriginal people make up nearly 30% of that population. And yet they are, you know, in terms of health, education, the justice system, you know, all of those things. So we know all those bad statistics. Then there's everybody else. The territory is a melting pot of cultures. And there are so many different issues that are up here. It's just so easy to place it in the bucket of, you know, this is it's about Indigenous issues. It's not.
How about you personally? What do you do now?
Oh, look, I'm not short of work. So, you know, I go back to work. I'm not somebody who sits on my hands and, you know, slaps myself on the back and say, poor bugger me. I've never been like, you know, that's not in me. I'll go back into the health sector. That's an area that, you know, I've been wanting to do. I'm looking forward to just a couple of weeks in which I can have a bit of a break and take time to reflect. I think that this has certainly put a bad taste in my mouth. It has shown me, and I've said this to Gillard herself, to the Prime Minister, that I have lost any semblance of respect that I might have had for her. I think that she was wrong. She's been advised wrongly. And to overlook or to not even consider Aboriginal members that are members of the Labor Party up here, not to take them in her confidence, just shows that this was a purely political exercise and one to make her look good that she selected a black face.